Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is January 28th, 2021. I'm super excited because of all the things we've been able to do this first month of the new year. And as we continue our growth series, and we talk about the growth series, throughout the month of 2021, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a person who's looking to build a solid business and network, we're here to help you to do that. And we're going to have a great show today, ladies and gentlemen. We have a special guest on our show, Miss Taz Stansberry, and her companion will be on talking about her audiobook, Bit Deeper. And I'm super excited to hear from them. We're going to hear from them shortly. But just to give you some insights, ladies and gentlemen, for this year 2021, what is our trajectory? What is our projection? And what do we want to accomplish throughout the rest as we now move into the month of February, the second month of the first quarter of this year? And so as we go every 90 days, ladies and gentlemen, you should have a 90-day run of your business. And after the 90th day, then you can go back and review everything you've done the first 90 days. You know, we got four quarters in a year. So as you look at it, ladies and gentlemen, you want to basically put together a solid structure of information for your business, your growth strategies, and how do we empower ourselves to strategically build a business during these times we're in today. Unprecedented times and, of course, unpredictable times that we're living in right now. So I want you to look at this, and we're going to talk about six actions to take now that will empower strategic growth for you and your business in 2021. So that way everybody get a chance to see exactly where they're going, how they're doing it, and basically building a legacy of helping others as you help yourself. That is the key right there to success. And so if you look at it, we're talking about pandemic, recession, forget outside elements, focus on factors you can control to position yourself and your company for growth, even in turbulent times. And everybody talks about that. As a web designer, marketing guru myself, I talk with a lot of entrepreneurs across the country, and I ask important questions to the entrepreneurs and business leaders. Ask how many companies is reacting to this pandemic or economic recession. And so they tell me, they say, well, we don't focus on what we can't control. We only focus on what we can control. And so when I heard that, I said, well, this got to be one of my topics for today, because I wanted to share that. Because it's really interesting of how many people are so stuck and struck about what's going on currently that they're missing the opportunity right there in front of them. And instead of recommending, you know, on what you can't control, you need to be concentrating on what you can control to fortify your business, to adapt and succeed as we enter 2021. And so, which will be likely going to be another turbulent year. But you don't have to focus on all of that. On what you can control, work. What you can't control, continue. Because here's the thing. If you stay stagnant, and you don't act on any of these opportunities that's out here, you wind up losing out on more than you gain. And so I want to basically share with you basically six actions that you can take right now so that the way you can basically build your business on a level. Survive first, then your 2x revenue. That's number one. So if you survive your first wave of your pandemic and economic recession as what we did in 2020, most likely you made some tough choices. And, of course, when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to position your business for growth by adapting your mindset to leveraging and scaling up opportunities in the new norm. And so this is the new normal. And so you want to ask yourself two questions. One, what has changed? And two, more importantly, what has not changed? And so if you think about it, for your business, what hasn't changed is that business leaders need executive education to effectively leverage marketing opportunities for their growth. What has changed is the way we deliver the training. We got Zoom, we got Facebook Live, we got all these different now platforms and technologies that's out here today that has grown exponentially during this pandemic time and during this uncertainty time that we're in. So if you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, what is relevant today? Well, think about what's necessary or the necessities. Do you think people are still buying shoes? Of course. How are they buying shoes? Online, being delivered and shipped to them. And so if you think about it, people are going to still buy the necessities that they normally need, of course. And then if the retailers are open, you got Walmart, Target, you got Best Buy, you got all these other retailers out here, of course. And then you think about it, what are they doing? They're limiting, of course, their hours of work, but they're basically pumping all everything online because this is the wave of the future. This is the new norm. Number two, communicate, communicate, communicate. If you don't communicate to your team, to your business partners on a regular, consistent basis, ladies and gentlemen, during this time that we're in, doing your norm of normally communicating maybe once a week, twice a week, but now mostly everybody's communicating daily to keep the spirits up, to keep their people focused on what's most important. Yes, again, the pandemic is here. Yes, we're in certain economic times right now, but there's opportunity for you to build and grow right now today. But you have to stay concentrated on that factor. If you do not and you lose sight to that, then you're going to lose sight to your growth. And that's something everybody don't want to do. So you basically want to keep your meetings, your monthly meetings throughout the weekly. And most entrepreneurs and business owners that I'm talking to, they do their daily huddles twice a day, every day, to keep their team and their group focused on what's most important and pinpointing objectives and priorities so they can get the results that they're looking for. Number three, focus on data. There are two broad categories on this, ladies and gentlemen. You got lagging indicators and leading indicators. Well, your lagging indicator is what you did prior. Your leading indicator is what you see, what's coming in front of you that you have yet not completed. So if you think about it, your leading indicator is what you want to start to focus on versus what you did last year in 2020. And if you focus on your sales from last year and how much performance you created and did that, then you're going to lose all in 2021. The leading indicators that's going to help you continue that momentum of growth. Your goal is to continue. Run through the month, not to the end of the month. This is the end of January right now. So my business, I'm running through January at the end of January through February because I'm not stopping because I'm looking at what I did this month. Well, what about February? What about March? What about April? What about May, June? So you want to keep that 90-day run. And you want to make sure that you're driving consistently and keeping your eyes on the prize, staying focused ahead of you, not behind you. Number four, minimize expenses. Everybody talks about that, and all the business owners that I know have all cut back on their expenses to take control of their expenses to make sure they're only spending on what's necessary. And if you think about it, if you have a KPI, a KPI report, which is your key performance indicators, you can basically keep track of everything that you're doing from step one to step two to step three and so forth. But to survive, focus on what you can control, your expenses. So if you think about it, even in this terrible, turbulent times we're in, cash flow ups and downs can make paying fixed expenses a challenge right now. A lot of people say that. Well, I need to pay this bill. I can't pay that bill. I got to rob Peter to pay Paul, that kind of thing. But if you think about it, your choice and how you manage your money and expenses and how do you continue throughout the month of each month, taking it step by step, and then the growth, the revenue that you got coming in, you should be able to balance yourself so that way you can continue to owe nobody anything but love. Number five, maximize cash flow. To improve your cash flow, you got to analyze your specific cash conversation cycles and conversion cycles, and you're going to ask these questions, these particular questions: how can I eliminate mistakes, and where can we shorten conversion cycle times, and what business model challenge, what business model change will improve our cycle times? And so if you think about it, how often do you pay your people? How often do you get money coming in every week, every 2 weeks, and so forth? You have to look at your cash flow cycle times when you get money coming in a big lump sum, or is it coming in weekly? Is it coming in monthly? However your cycle cash flow comes in, you want to keep up with that and keep track of what you're doing. By implementing that, that would give you an opportunity to really take a position for your business to grow on a certain level. And last but not least, number six, bet on your A-team. If you don't bet on your A-team, if you don't trust your team to be there to help you build and grow your business, you can't do it all by yourself. You're not an island. So you have to look at what do I'm doing to encourage, to interact, and to engage them to perform at their top peak of, and continue to educate and give them the growth strategies that you're taking as an entrepreneur so that way your team can also take on the same growth strategies. And basically, they can understand that if you're growing, they're growing, and then the company is healthy where you can help them and everybody wins. And that's what we want, a win-win scenario. We don't do win-lose in 2021. It's all about win-win. If I can't help my team, then I'm not helping nobody. I can't help myself. That should be the philosophy as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. If you have a team of people that's in your group, in your network, you need to do that. And if you don't have that philosophy in place, by golly, you won't get far, and you need to get that on board right away. So those are going to be the six tips, ladies and gentlemen, that I wanted to share with you that's going to be impactful for this year, 2021, as we continue our growth series here at GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm super excited to be able to share this quick nugget as we do this every week, Central Standard Time at 3:30 p.m. across the country, and also we also global in four countries that tune in to us as well. And so I'm super excited about that. And thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And again, there's options and opportunities always for anybody if you take the time to look at it. And again, we have a great opportunity that we're always sharing and providing people out here who are not working and who need to find something for themselves. It's best to start your own business today. I keep encouraging people, as an entrepreneur, it's better, it's easy, it's not as easy as most people think, but it is constantly learning. You have to constantly learn as you earn. And so the more you do that, the stronger you get, the better you are, and the more effective you will be in your business. So without further ado, I want to bring on our special guest. And I'm super excited about this young lady and what she's already accomplished. I've been knowing her for a few years now and super excited for the opportunity to have her on the show. She was on my show before, and she's on again, Ms. Taz Stanberry. And I'm so super excited about her audiobook that she's presenting called Deeper. So I want to bring her on so she can start talking and sharing with everybody on the radio listeners about her new book, Deeper. Taz, are you there?
I am here.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's a beautiful day in Houston, Texas, on a Thursday afternoon, and I'm super excited to basically not only share what I shared just a minute ago, but also for you to be on here to share your new audiobook, Deeper. Wow.
Yes, I'm very excited as well. Very excited to be able to be a part of your show yet again. I did enjoy myself the last time, but I'm super excited this time as I do have something different and grander that I'm here for today.
Well, great. I'm super glad for that. And just to get to the topic of the matter, and just to get to the head of the matter, what made you write this audiobook Deeper?
Well, that's actually a three-part answer for me.
Okay.
I've always aspired to be a writer, dating back to my college years. I can recall being a junior in college, just enjoying writing poetry. I always thought that I was going to write poems or come up with a poem book or be someone writing Hallmark cards, you know, the gifts that you give
mm-hmm.
people for birthdays, anniversaries, things like that. I was so obsessed with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
But moving past the college years, I started to get a greater passion for just helping people. Troubled teens and women who
mm-hmm.
went through maybe unfortunate situations. I've always been that ear and that, you know, motivation. So I would get a lot of my friends and a lot of my classmates and things telling me, you should be a motivational speaker. You are really good at giving advice and, you know, things like that. So I thought, maybe one day I'll just open up a nonprofit organization and offer, you know, assistance for women who are troubled teens and children who go through things and don't know how to handle it. Quite naturally, I went to school for business management. I didn't go for, you know, sociology or psychology or anything like that. It's just been a God-given gift and talent or passion for me.
Wow. That is great.
Thank you very much. Moving beyond college and right after college, I began to take everything that I went through personally, myself, all those
mm-hmm.
years of me wanting to just be a voice or be a listening ear for people who did experience unfortunate things, I went through things myself. You know, you go through
mm-hmm.
life, and as you grow up and make decisions and put yourself in situations that you maybe shouldn't have been in, I realized that, you know, I may have placed myself in situations that I needed to talk myself out of or needed to coach myself out of. So
mm-hmm.
About 2 years ago, I came up with this idea for the book. I didn't know what the name would be, but I did know that it was going to be a collection of real stories that people actually have gone through, including myself. And I learned at that time as well that I really had a liking for not just poetry but for music as well. It's just something about the melodies. It's something about the sounds, the instruments that, you know, form peace. You know, if you just sit back and listen to music, sometimes you can just get lost in it without even words being added. So I thought that I might just combine some of my stories with music. And that way, I can help people kind of come to a peaceful moment with whatever it is that they're going with whatever story that I have to tell or whatever advice that I have to give, and just add some music to it and just make it a peaceful thing. And so that's where the idea came from for me to write an audiobook. Now, the
mm-hmm.
title,
okay.
that was the interesting thing, and that's actually where the guest that I have on here today with me, who is the main character, the main male character, I would be Regina. That is the main female character, and then there's Dominique, who is the main male character. The title have come from our friendship and our connection when it comes to writing and just being involved in music and poetry. So Deeper is mm-hmm. pretty much a story about Regina. She's a therapist who overcame some dark, painful past. She's a successful life coach who basically replaced her emotions with money. She came up out the hood and she, you know, moved on to becoming a successful therapist, and she's known as the greatest in her area. And now that she's making so much money, she don't even think about what she went through. But there are times, quiet times, where, you know, she realizes that pain is still there. Then she has her best childhood friend, Dominique, who helps her through that, who has made a promise to help her get through it. And he's here on the line today. You guys may know him as Dominique in the book, but I know him as Jay Tronius. He is an amazing writer. He's an amazing writer and artist. And I'll let you meet him right now at this time.
Okay, sure.
Hello. How you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing? Doing well. How you doing, Mr. Jay Tronius?
I am good. I am Jay Tronius. I am Dominique in this audio book and soundtrack that's coming out, Deeper Chapter 1. I'm excited to be involved.
Oh, wow.
I can't wait to share this with y'all.
I'm so super excited to even know about the book because, again, I've been knowing Miss Andre for a minute, and it just amazes me her creative stance that she does. And to talk about something like this, and then also, Jay Tronius, how did you get involved in this with her? And how long have you known Miss Stansberry?
I don't know the exact. I know it's about 3 years now, I think, that I've known Taz. I met Taz through a mutual friend of ours, and like while her Miss Cat, we know her as. Miss Cat was my manager, and she pretty much introduced me to Houston. You know, I'm a soul singer, so.
Okay.
You know, pretty much, Kat introduced me to Taz. Taz and I were just cool from the jump. She just, you know, just the way that she is, the way she carries herself, even back then it was
mm-hmm.
her hairstyle. Like, you could just, you know, you could tell that she was very artistic, and she supported my art as I was coming to Houston multiple times. And then just recently, you know, it was just interesting because I asked Taz to be in my music video. I'm currently in a group right now called Sons of the Sun. We're signed to a record label in London called BBE Music. My first single that I dropped, I asked Taz to get involved and to shoot, you know, to shoot part of the video for me. So we started intertwining, you know, artistically then, and then it just got to where, you know, Taz and I was bouncing back ideas. There's so many layers to her beyond her just writing this book. Also, she's got these songs on here. She's also an amazing songwriter. Taz just started showing me all these different layers of her artistry that she, you know, and
wow.
I just had, you know, she supported me, so naturally I had to support her. And she hit me up one day and was like,
yeah,
Jay,
I,
you know,
I,
are you
I,
interested?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No, go ahead.
No, she
no,
pretty much
say,
was just like,
mean,
hey, do you want to get on this audio book with her? And I was like, yeah, I never participated in an audio book. I was hearing about it. I remember watching this interview about James Taylor, the old school artist, songwriter, and he started putting out audio books, and I got to reading about audio books are real popular right now. So I was
very
excited.
Popular.
I'm like, yeah, I want to be a part of this. You know, so I was like, yeah,
I mean,
me
every
ready to play.
Everybody who's
Yeah, from Oprah Winfrey, because I've been on the Oprah show twice in my time when I was living in Chicago. And
wow.
She was the first one to come out with the audio books. And when she started her audio book, everybody else started superseding after that. Every actor, you name it, that come out with books or have books or even recite on books, they always do that. It's very popular. And it's interesting that she brought this up because I'm like, wait a minute, I was just sitting up there thinking. Because I always love to work with her because of her vision and things that she has. Very creative, and I love hanging with creative mindsets like myself. And it's interesting to see the growth that she has and the tenacity that she has, and it just continues. And so when you talk about that, J-Tronis, you got to be around that. You can't. It's contagious what she has because she wants to do so much more than just the norm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
she
I'm
takes
super
it to
excited.
The level, man, and man.
Yeah, indeed. And
y'all
she does a lot.
Talking about me like
and,
I'm not even here.
I know, right? Just about. But me and J-Tronis already know. I like this. It's flow is good. And so, J-Tronis, since you're in a group, you're creative on that level. You're in music, and who come up with the sounds and all of that for this audio?
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, because Taz was telling me she wanted me to help her write. Because at first it just started with us going back and forth doing music together. And then it's interesting because before she even approached me with this book, we started, like, vibing back and forth. We used to write back and forth, kind of like, not even, like, battle rapping, but, like, we were, like, going back. Like, she would write some lyrics.
All right.
Then I would like to write some lyrics, and then we got to talking about songs, and I started like getting these instrumentals, and I would play these instrumentals to her and see which one she liked because we always wanted to write a song together. So we ended up, you know, I ended up actually hearing this song in my head about saying deeper, a deeper love, like,
okay.
And it sounded completely. It sounded completely different from, you know, and we kind of were just bouncing off of that and kind of going back and forth. And then we messed around and picked the instrumental. And then she said, hey, while I'm doing this audio book, why don't you help me write the theme song? Because I'm going to add music on the audio book. Why don't you help me write the theme song for the whole series? And I was like, yeah.
I thought that was pretty sweet when she said that. And when she told me about it, I thought that was pretty awesome the way she explained it to me when she said, you know. And I said, well, you got to talk about this on my radio show because I love to talk and hang with creative people. And to do an audio sound, a book like this with music behind it like that, that's unprecedented. So that's not the norm. You know what I mean? In audiobooks, that's not the norm. So this right here would be something that we can definitely say she's on another plane, another plateau when it comes to that. I don't know what planet she's from, but we're gonna find out soon.
we have come to find out. I mean, you know, my other alias is I'm the governor of the galaxy, and you know, I'm big into the outer space thing. Uh-huh. And me and Taz have come to understanding that we are from the same. Part of the galaxy. We are from the same planet. So that's why we work so well together.
Right. And you know, I tell you, she's laughing, but you don't know. I've been monitoring her for God knows how long, and I've always admired her creative flow. One thing about me is because I do poetry and all the other things I like to do, and my book will be out this year in 2021. So, entitled Through Locked Doors. Yeah, entitled Through Locked Doors. Poems of Inspiration. I've been, I'm going to share this because what she shared earlier, she don't know how much in sync me and her is on a lot of levels. And the fact that I have a degree in electronics, and then I'm also, I have a degree in psychology because I was going to be a youth counselor in Chicago for troubled teens. And when I talk about that, and I say that we have the Scared Straight program came from Chicago, And we also had the Chicago Teen Challenge up there. And so when it comes to dealing with young people and the troubles that they go through, we wanted to make sure they have an out or a support system to help them get to the next level. And so creatively speaking, I thought about that. We don't have enough. And to bridge the digital divide that we have in our communities right now is what I'm focusing, working on right now as we speak, because I believe in technology, and that's what a lot of the young people have now. Me being in my late 40s, I know better. So I just learned to put things in perspective so I can make sure that we have enough to help each other as we grow. And growth, you can never stop growing, you can never stop learning, you can never stop. So with that being said, with this book, this audio book, Deeper, I'm definitely Taz. You gotta talk some more about it. And when is it coming out? And what's the dates? And what's all that good stuff? Sure.
Well, actually, the release date is tomorrow, so it should be live tomorrow on Amazon. And we also have a soundtrack for the book. It includes three of the songs that are appearing there on the book, and that can be found on pretty much any of the musical platforms, you know, that are out there, your iTunes, Amazon as well. J-Tronics, what are some of the other ones that the soundtrack is placed on?
Well, you know, you're going to have Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Spotify, yeah. iTunes, Apple Music. Man, pretty much all your major title, you know, all your digital distributions, whichever one you prefer to use.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
Right. So that'll also be available tomorrow, live streaming.
Okay.
On there.
Wow, that's great. I'm thinking about a movie now, guys. I don't know about you, but I'm thinking about a movie now. A mini series or something.
Yeah, I'm on the same thing as you, man. I think the same thing. She's a very visual writer, man. Her writing's so visual.
You know, I believe that. Yeah, and so, Kaz, I'm so super excited for you. You had to be the first person to talk about it on my show. I had to do that, number one. And two, because I know I believe in you and I know how creative you are. I know you can do whatever you set your mind to, but I just want to be the brother on the level to say, hey, I've done that with her.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. So what gives you the inspiration, though, to do what you do, Kaz? Talk about that.
Well, I kind of feel like since I toyed around with the idea so much throughout, you know, like I said, I started early thinking about this kind of stuff, and I had never really just locked in on it. So my motivation comes from that. I've wasted enough time just not doing what my passion is and questioning what my purpose is and trying to find out this and find out that, when naturally I am the person that a lot of my friends, you know, come to for advice. I am the person that is going to try to find the good out of anything and try to just pull something positive out of a negative thing. And so I'm just focusing in on that with tunnel vision, you know, as I continue to write Deeper. And actually, a lot of the stories in Deeper are real stories from friends of mine who have said, can you tell my story? Hey, this is my story. Can you tell it? Because not everybody's really ready to tell their own story. And they trust me with that, and I really appreciate that. So that...
Wow, that's great. So that's just like a mini autobiography of many people that you know that you put into this book to bring out Deeper. Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's gonna be released by chapter. Right now, what's coming out tomorrow is chapter one. Chapter one has three songs that are on there. And the songs are written for chapter one, meaning it's going to reflect what the story is about. Chapter two is going to introduce an entirely new character The main characters, of mm-hmm. course, are going to flow through the book, but each chapter is going to introduce a new person with a new story. Don't worry, I'm not revealing who these people are. What I've creatively done was created characters.
Some of this, some of that, some of this, and some of that.
So you would never be able to pinpoint who that person
exactly
is
who
in
it
particular.
Was. Yeah. Right.
Right.
No, that's great. That's great. And so in the essence of this book, I know it's going to be of many other books that you're going to be proud of bringing out as well. So what is your focus for the rest of this year, 2021?
Okay, so the focus for 2021 is I plan to release a chapter every other month. So we're releasing, say, February the 1st. April, maybe chapter 2, and then so on and so forth. So we should get about a good 6 chapters during 2021. All of this is going to include new stories and new music, new characters for you guys to meet and find out what you all have in common. The most, the biggest prize out of it all is it's not just stories. It's going to have something
okay.
in there that you can take away from it and apply to whatever it is that your situation that you identify with, take it
mm-hmm.
and understand how somebody overcame it in the story, how they overcame it, what was said in the story that's going to help you get through what you're going through. So I will say this. I have to put this disclaimer on there. This is for adults. This is an adult read. However, you know, the
okay.
music on there can be enjoyed by any ear, but, you know, there's some adult content in there, so all of, you know, parents do, you know, I've parental advisories, you know, advice. So.
Right. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, no, that's what you said. I'm glad you said that makes it even more intriguing to want to know what's going on.
That's life.
Yeah.
You know, we're not going through life with none robes on or anything like that. No offense.
So this is like
anybody,
a no holds bar type of audiobook, right?
Right.
So
if we're gonna solve real problems, we're gonna be you know telling the truth.
Okay. All right. So is there any particular dates or websites or anything for people to look at, to go to see about deeper?
Absolutely. So we are pretty much all over social media. We have Instagram. The publishing company that Deeper is being put out through is Pretty Pen Publishing, which is my publishing company, as well as Jtronic. Please, as well as we're on Facebook under Pretty Pen Publishing. That's PrettyPen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who came up with
Pretty
the name?
Pen.
Okay.
You know what?
I'm just laughing because it's
a different show.
Okay.
So it's Pretty Pen.
I like it across the board, though.
So. Thank you,
okay.
as well as YouTube.
No. Oh, it's beautiful.
Why are you laughing at the name of the publishing company?
No, because it's so cool. I like that name. It's just cool. Because I'm like, who would have came up with a name like that other than you, Taz? No wonder. And I tell you, you're not from this planet. I'm going to tell you that right now. Hey, Jetronius, we're going to have to find out what planet that you're going to call that planet. What is the name of that planet?
I don't know what it's called, but it's one sexy planet. I can tell you that.
No, that's right. Hey, I'm right there with you, brother. I'm right there with you.
whatsoever it's called, it's definitely sexy. That's what I can tell you.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so you see why we're laughing right now, so you know what time it is.
I have one more way that people can keep in touch with us and keep in contact and even message us directly by
Okay.
Texting 281-247-6043 and just text hashtag connect, and that will connect you directly to me. And Jay Tronic, did you want to share your connect as well?
Wait a minute. Hello? The call dropped. Hello? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I think we just might have lost them. That's what we get for having too much fun on the show. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to share, this is a great book that, of course, Ms. Taz Stansberry has put together, a writer called Deeper audiobook with sounds and music behind it. And she's going to be releasing a chapter probably once every quarter, but it still gives you an opportunity to take a look at it. It's going to be released tomorrow, on this February 1st. So you can check her out on Instagram. You can go to the phone number that she just gave, 281-247-6043. And I'm super excited that we got a chance to talk with Ms. Stansberry and Mr. Jay Tronius. And, so we can continue on our call for this. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. And I'm super excited that we had a chance to talk to Ms. Stansberry and Jay Tronius, who was on our show as special guest, and I'm really glad. So next week, we're going to be talking about more on our level of growth as we get the month of February. And so the month of February, ladies and gentlemen, what is going to be your goal for your month and growth series? If you have any questions, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And so I'm here and super excited, also opportunity-wise, and I got to do this as a opportunities for people to really check out business. If you want to learn a business, and we have an interactive video, out-of-side video that you can watch on your leisure, and it's going to be this, www.must.cse.net/ICM5YR. That's going to be for VibeRise. We're a rideshare company that's launched in Houston, Texas. We're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, Chicago, Illinois, and Phoenix, Arizona after that. We're also in the state of Florida, in Orlando, Miami, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, Boca Raton, and Jupiter, Florida. And so if you want to learn how to earn three ways of earning income with our opportunity, you can go to the website and check out the video, the interactive video. It's www.mustcse.net/ICM5Y, as in yellow, R as in Robert. And once you go to that site, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to go and check it out. We've been promoting that all this new year, 2021, and as well as we're in Houston, Dallas, and in San Antonio. And we're going to be able to basically help many people who are not currently working right now to basically get in where they fit in and get a chance to hashtag choose your vibe. So you want to get behind the driver's seat and get paid. And so this is going to be a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, like never before. So I'm super excited today to present to you this week, as we close out the month of January, moving now into the month of February, we want to make sure that you all are radio listeners who tune in each and every week and every time we're on, that you get a chance to get the goods, the real goods, and on reference to building and growing your network in the area where you do business. And so I want to thank you all for tuning in for this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson, and it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And ladies and gentlemen, if again, if you want to check us out and get more further details about opportunities, go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And also, too, on the opportunity side, you're going to see that page. You can click that and you can see the other opportunities that you can get in where you can basically build your business working from home. That's the level now in this gig economy. Everybody wants to work from home. They want to get away from all of that. And then now with this pandemic and this uncertainty and the times that we're living in right now, we want to basically be able to do what we do and have fun in the process without getting sick or without going through a lot of issues or drama. And so with that, I want to thank you all for this edition. I'm going to be cutting it a little bit short today because we have a lot more to talk about and get prepared for the coming weeks to come as we move into the month of February. So I want to thank each and every one of you all. Y'all have a great afternoon and keep building the faith, ladies and gentlemen, and keep building the dream.
Thank you.